Hello, welcome to the MTC Studio webcast. Today's discussion is around modern teams and the evolution of work. Pretty broad terminology or the mouthful of word. But behind the scene, we're primarily focusing on what Microsoft's Office 365 services has to offer, especially around Skype for Business online space. We have added quite a bit of stuff lately, and we wanted to cover that. So from the meetings and voice perspective, what's been added? And we'll go deeper into those scenarios. So my name is Tariq Hamid. I am an architect for Unified Communications here at the Philadelphia Microsoft Technology Center. And with me behind the scene, I have Mike Gennady. Mike, you want to introduce yourself?
This is Michael from the cloud. I will be teeing up the question.
So you heard the voice from the cloud. Thanks, Mike. All right, so our goal is to maximize your platform wherever, whether it's an Office 365 services as a whole or just using the Skype for Business solution. We want to make sure that Office 365 is giving you all kinds of value from the meetings perspective and also the voice perspective. So ideally that's the real good scenario where one platform is serving everything to you. So today's session is around Skype for Business meetings in general, and we're going to talk about Cloud PBX. And I should take a moment of silence here because every time I look at the word PBX, it just takes me back to my days at Nortel Networks when I used to work with the PBXs and telco grade switches. And God, I was spending. Yeah, I'm holding my heart here, just like Mike in behind the scenes here. So, just looking at the PBX and how do you configure different tables and go to different routes and explain how do you get the dial tone out of it? It was a pretty hard work to do back in the days. So think of those, switches and cables and all kinds of hardware you got in your closets for under the PBX title or banner. Everything is going away to the cloud. So Microsoft is giving you the PSTN termination and the phone numbers to you. And you can use them against the Skype for Business users. So we made it life easier. So I'm really happy to see how things are progressed and where we are today. And we'll go deeper into this. So obviously, when we talk about Cloud PBX, that's about the signaling and the routing of the voice. So we'll talk about PSTN voice, which means how do we terminate these PSTN calls. Also the PSTN dial-in conferencing. So that's the piece where if you don't have internet access and you just want to join the Skype meeting, you use the phone and you dial in. Also, one of the great aspects of Cloud PBX is the offering around large broadcast meetings. So traditionally, Skype meetings, Skype for Business meetings, are designed for regular meeting size. So for, from 5 to 12 people in a regular day meeting scenario, that's what you have. But of course, there's a need of large-scale meeting usage where you have like a town hall style or one-to-many, thousands of users or your employees are listening to your CEO or some executive. So to cover that the gap, we started offering Skype broadcast meetings. And it's part of every single eSKU you have in the Office 365. So pretty much it's all covered. You don't have to pay extra for this great service, and we'll go deeper into this as well. Also, we'll highlight emergency services. Obviously, when you talk about PSTN calling, you want to make sure your users can reach the emergency services and the public safety access points from their phones or whatever device they're using Skype for Business. Cloud voicemail, so it's all integrated. It's a great experience. You don't have to do anything for voicemail. It's just there for you. You sign in for your Cloud PBX, you get your phone numbers, and voicemail comes along with it. So next slide is, over the last, I would say, about 5-6 months, we've been dealing with customers on daily basis, and there's a great interest around understanding how the Cloud PBX is working, how Microsoft is turning into a telco or some sort of a carrier where we can use our network to terminate the PSTN conferencing and PSTN calling. So I'm not going to read all these bullet points, but these are some of the things I gather from our customer meetings in our MTC sessions. And I can tell you that the top two are the most important one. First of all, people are coming here to talk about their very old PBX systems in their environment that they want to get rid of, or they're at the spot where they're thinking of getting into another maintenance plan with other carriers, or extending their plan, their contracts with their carriers, whether it's like a SIP carrier plan or the E1s or T1s or ISDN and whatnot. So all those things are coming into that factor here. So most of the PBX, and this is, I can tell you from my experience, it's hard to say that if anybody is going out buying a new PBX. That thing is gone. So that's why I was mentioning earlier that, PBX is, first of all, PBX stands for Private Branch Exchange. So it's your own telephone system in your environment. And it just gives you the voice. That's it. So, people are looking at more advanced collaborative platform where they can utilize all kinds of functions, including meetings, joining experience. And of course, voice is part of it, but it's more than, unified communication is more than just voice. So our customers are coming back to our environment asking us that, hey, I'm getting close to my end of life with my PBX. So I have to make a choice here, decision here, that whether I should go and extend my contract with the existing carrier, or I'm looking at other solutions. So obviously the great interest in Microsoft Office 365 Sky for Business online solution, where first of all, lots of cost savings. Also, you don't have to deal with all the hardware that you buy under the name of PBX. You don't have to deal with all kinds of contracts with your carriers for PSTN termination. So everything comes and powered from Microsoft Cloud Services. The second one, the most important one, is also the audio conferencing cost. So traditionally, customers have, they purchased another service from audio providers, so like from Intercall or BT Conferencing, PGI. I mean, they're the major names, but they are just paying them just to get the audio conferencing going. And seriously, if you look at the billing for the dial-in conferencing, for the audio conferencing, you'll be amazed to see how much companies are paying for it. Even though, anybody, Cisco or Intercall will come back to you with saying, it's just few pennies, 0.02 pennies per minute. Multiply by minute, number of minutes users are calling and the number of users, it's significant. The dollar amount is significant. So again, this dial-in conferencing will be provided by Microsoft Cloud Services for the first time natively by Microsoft. And again, the list is, once you get the deck back, you can look at the list, but those are the major points that our customers are bringing on the table here, and that's what we're helping out with them. So let's talk about the meetings here. I mentioned earlier that Sky for Business meetings, a general meeting is around, from 5 to 12 people, but at least from that solution, we give you up to 250 users, even though that number is high, but one Sky for Business meeting can go up to 250 users. But what about more than 250 users? So that's where the Skype meeting broadcast comes in. And it's using Skype for Business online services, and also it's using Azure Media Services to do the broadcast job. And with that, we can reach up to 10,000 attendees. So that's a great tool available to you in every single eSKU of Office 365. You can also share recordings. So once you record the session, you can upload to the Office 365 video portal, and it's then you decide who to share with. From the deployment perspective, it's purely online service from Office 365, but we give you the hybrid scenario as well, where you have to, if you have the Sky for Business online on-prem solution, you can have a hybrid scenario with the Office 365 Sky for Business online, and then you can certainly use this Skype meeting broadcast. And these are the bottom of the screen. These are the snapshots of joining experience. So scheduling is very easy, and I'll show you in a demo how do you schedule. It's a web page. You go schedule the broadcast meeting. But at the time of the meeting, you're going to use your same Skype for Business client to join the meeting and also to broadcast the meeting. Now, on the attendee side, anybody on any device, on any browser, they can view the contents. So it's all powered by the Azure Media Services, and it's coming to you on every single device. So if you look at on the right side of the slide, there's a cell phone and the browser. So pretty much any device, anywhere on wherever the internet is available. So the second thing under conferencing, as I mentioned earlier, is the dial-in conferencing piece. So this is what the PSTN conferencing is all about. Prior to our services available natively, we were relying on our partners, and we still do. It's an option to you. So Intercall, PGI, BT Conferencing, they're part of, as a third party, what we call ACP, audio conferencing providers. But for the first time, Microsoft is actually offering you natively to have all your dial-in conferencing needs. So, and I'll show you how easy it is, but basically you have a list of dial-in conferencing availability in your region. And also, Microsoft is working towards adding countries where people, folks in different countries, they can pick up the local number and join your SCAFA business meeting. And the list is growing. Up to now, we have about 45 countries listed in there as part of the dial-in conferencing availability. So whether you're in Sweden or India or China, you can pick up the local number and dial that number to be able to join the meeting you're hosting in US, let's say, for example. You can host your meeting anywhere. Also, so as I mentioned, one of the major differentiator having native dial-in conferencing from Microsoft is ability to decrease the cost. Instead of per minute cost, we give you the flat rate, and it's you talk to your Microsoft rep and find out what's the licensing and cost scenario look like. But it's very disruptive to our competitors. And I'll show you in a demo how does that integrate it with Sky for Business meeting when you schedule it. So speaking of demo, let's get into the demo. I'm going to minimize this and go back. So first thing, I'm going to show you Skype meeting broadcast. And if you look at the screen, this is the URL that you need to look at, the portalbroadcast.skype.com. So if you just go to the browser and sign in on this, it will take you to the page right here. So it's going to look like this. You're going to sign in with your credential, with your cloud Skype for Business Online credential, of course. And a couple of days ago, I scheduled this as part of the demo of live broadcast meeting, and you can see it's there. But it's simple as clicking a new meeting, right? It takes you to the next page where you're going to add more users. And one of the good things is that it's integrated with your GAL, with your global address book. So pretty much you can find anybody within that, within the GAL. And you can add people, and then you can define whether it's a closed meeting or anonymous users can join in. So here it is, the meeting settings. You pick up the date, time, right, and the member scene. And this is where I was talking about that it's integrated with your GAL, with your global address book. So if I bring in Karen B, and check name, it should automatically pick Karen Berg as part of the GAL. By picking the names, you adding the members, and then you go to attendees list. There are three choices from access perspective, whether it's an anonymous, meaning anybody can join. Secure is only attendees listed below can join the meeting, so that's where you're going to make it more secure, and nobody else can join from outside your organization. Or the third option is all companies. So anybody who's part of your organization will be able to join this meeting without any restriction. So these are the three attendees access available. Recording, yeah, if you check that mark, the recording will be available to you. And that's pretty much it. So for example, let me just go ahead and make that happen. So I'm just gonna bring Karen here. When I click done, it's gonna go and schedule this meeting for the whatever date and time I selected. And the next thing is create Outlook invitation. So if I click on this create Outlook invitation, it's going to basically open up the ICS for the Outlook calendar. And if I saved it, it's saved in the format, and there it is. And it's going to look like in a few seconds it's going to pop up. But it actually looks like exactly this guy here. So this is the meeting I scheduled a couple of days ago, and here it is, by the way. So Everything is done automatically for you, the URL and the reservation of the virtual room and everything in the Sky for Business online broad meeting services. So you know, this is a meeting. You send it update. When you click send update, everybody will get this notification, whoever is part of your attendee for the meeting. And that's about it. So at the time of the meeting, you click this join the meeting. Again, this is a meeting invite, so it'll prompt you as a warning, whether it's on the phone or on a PC, and you click the join meeting. Once you click the join the meeting, your native client for Sky for Business will open up and will ask you to check your audio, video, the contents, the PowerPoint you're sharing, and then you have to click live, hit go live broadcast. Once you hit the go live broadcast, then basically you're going to start broadcasting at that point. And anybody who's joining this meeting from their browser, they will see the contents will start coming in to their devices. So that's very easy and kind of nice way of dealing with the meetings. You don't have to really have to go and understand or learn anything from the different client perspective or tools perspective. You already know Sky for Business, right? Sky for Business client, how to use your meetings. It's the same experience. So that's from the broadcast meeting stuff. Now the dial-in conferencing is pretty much the same way. So first of all, I'm gonna go back and show you what it looks like in our cloud. So here I am. I'm logged in already in our tenant. It's Office 365 tenant, and I can go to my admin portal here and launch the Sky for Business online services and show you what it looks like from the administrative perspective. So soon it's gonna show the Sky for Business online admin site, but you'll see a new tab, it's called Voice. And there it is. And under Voice, you'll see the phone numbers, but right underneath is a dial-in conferencing. And as I said, that third-party providers are available to you, right? If you already have a contract, you can continue working with them, or you can go to Microsoft Bridge and pick and choose whatever conferencing number available to you in your area, or if you're part of the United States, then you got plenty of options there. And the list is growing, by the way. You can, you know, as I mentioned, you can be in Turkey or Sydney, Australia, or any other 45 countries, and you can look at the local number and make that default number. And that number, so for example, in my case, this is my tenant, right? So I have selected this. Yes, sir?
They were wondering if you could zoom the browser to make the font larger.
Do we have a zoom it?
I don't think so.
Okay. It'll take a quick second. Let me just get it. Yeah, Zoom It.
Okay.
I'll do a Zoom It. Zoom It pretty good. Folks, if you haven't seen Zoom It, get the Zoom It. It's part of the Microsoft TechNet store. So download Zoom It. It's free. It's very handy how to zoom the contents from your screen. So while it's doing it, I'm going to go back and actually click it open. And here it is. So click open, extract all, and run it. Oops, not the EULA. Zoom It. And there it is. Agree, and these are my controls, and control one will give me that. So let me go back here, right here. All right, so control one, here you go. So dial-in conferencing, as I mentioned earlier, that there are a bunch of telephone numbers are listed as your dial-in conferencing availability. And in my case, I have selected this number, this 347 as my default. You see the default number. So 347-966-567. Four. So this is my default number. Now let me go back to my Outlook client where I'm logged in as Amy Alberts. And Amy Albert, this is Amy's Outlook running. And you know, simple way of showing how the dial-in conferencing works is when you click on scheduling a Skype for Business meeting. Watch that. I didn't have to do anything, by the way. I just clicked Skype schedule a Skype for meeting, Skype for Business meeting. And it automatically populated the information for me. The template came in with join Skype meeting, and underneath is join by phone, and that's what the dial-in conferencing is all about. And you recognize that number being the default dial-in conference number is populated automatically. So That's the beauty of that dial-in conferencing, that folks who are not on the internet, which I can't think of any scenario where they're not using internet, maybe in a desert or somewhere. But if, as long as you have internet, you can use the Sky for Business client on any other device, whether it's a phone or tablet or PC or Mac. But in case if you don't have internet, you pick up your cell phone, right, or a handheld phone, and dial this number. Once you dial the number, through the magic of the Sky for Business online services, we'll get you into that conference ID. The conference ID is mentioned, so we'll get you into that meeting where all the rest of the folks that have joined through the Sky for Business meeting. So that's pretty much it from the dial-in conferencing perspective. And so I'm gonna just, you know, once you set up this meeting, you pick and choose your users, your date, time, and send it away. And at the time of the meeting, again, it prompts you. But recognize the fact that just a moment ago, you've seen the same invitation from large-scale broadcast meeting, right? Skype meeting broadcast. It was the same kind of the link. It says join Skype meeting. The other one says join Skype meeting. But if you hover over, then you realize that there is a URL behind it. And that's what you click to join the meeting, okay? So let me go back into my presentation. All right. And from current, there you go. All right. So, and by the way, keep asking questions. At the end of the session, we'll try to answer most of the questions that you're asking today. All right, let's talk about the voice. Enough on the meeting side, right? But let me recognize the fact that whatever I mentioned so far covers pretty much every scenario, right? You schedule Sky for Business meeting, and that's for everything: audio, video, collaboration, content sharing, on any device, whether it's a smartphone, tablet, Mac, PC, or a big, large Surface Hub, Skype Room systems, video conferencing endpoints. So it's the same. You schedule the meeting, and then you join from device of your choice. So that covers the pretty much the collaboration and the meeting experience. Now let's talk about the voice, and in this. Phase, I'm just going to talk about the actual PSTN voice, public switching telephone network voice, meaning the good old phone, you know, like back in the days, the rotary phone you pick up, you dial, you push the numbers, and you make the call, the audio call. So now that, let's talk about the voice here. So again, Cloud PBX, again, you don't hung up in that terminology. It's the same way of saying that taking your PBX and putting in the Microsoft data center, and you're getting the services through the cloud, through the internet. So that's the easy way to explain you. But pretty much the behind the scene, all the routing, call processing, signaling is done by Microsoft Sky for Business online services. So we make it simplify for you. That's what I mentioned earlier, that instead of having all the hardware and cables and spending hours and hours of processing and data filling in just to get the phone number to a user or get the dial tone out of the phone, you know, it's very simplified in our case with Office 365. And I'll show you how does it look like in the portal in a second. But PSTN calling, basically it's, you know, having that ability in the Sky for Business client. You can call each other by name. I mean, that's what we do. But in case if you have to reach out somebody on the cell phone, then you can dial the number, right? And that's how we route that number over the Cloud PBX and terminate wherever the phone number is located at. I mentioned reducing costs. So that's the major differentiator, having PBX on-prem from any vendor, or, you know, as compared to all these services available to you in the cloud. All right, so from the deployment perspective, you have three choices. And this is, I said obviously, because this is what Microsoft is telling you, that you have the online solution, you have the on-prem solution, you have the hybrid solution. We're pretty much the only company out there who are giving you these three scenarios, right? So we started with on-prem. Everybody have, and understand that you still got the PBXs and the SIP trunks and the contracts with the carriers, so you can't just get rid of them overnight. So we recognize the fact. So that's why comes the hybrid scenario, where we also give you ability to keep the PBXs on-prem, but you can move your users to the cloud and use the cloud PBX and connect to your on-prem PBX or gateways or whatever PSTN telephony network you got on your prem via cloud connector. And please come to MTC for a deep dive session on cloud connectivity. But primarily, Microsoft will give you it's a solution in the DMZ where Microsoft will provide you the software to put in the DMZ on the recommended hardware, which will connect as a gateway between the cloud PBX and your on-prem PBX solution, telephony solution. So that's you have that choice available too. You can either you take everything, you get rid of your PBXs, your telephony solution on-prem, and you go to Microsoft 100% using Cloud PBX. Or you can keep your PBX solution on-prem and use Cloud PBX for all the call routing and all the goodness from the online services. But every time you make the telephone call to the PSTN, you come into your on-prem PBX and terminate the way you're doing it today. So those are the three options available to you. All right, one last thing, and then we'll go into the demonstration of how the voice is working and all that. One of the thing I mentioned earlier that Sky for Business is a great solution, and it has a great adaptation on multiple devices. So, you can be on an iPhone, an Android, or Windows phone. Similarly, on iPad, Android tablets, Windows tablets, you could be using a browser on your machine, or a Mac on a Mac system, right? We're also working on, and I will highlight at the end, I'll highlight a link where you can actually go and sign up for preview programs. And one of the upcoming preview programs will be around Mac clients, the Sky for Business Mac clients. We understand, we recognize the fact that today's world, we don't have the exact experience, Sky for Business experience for Mac users. So we're revamping the client and soon you can start previewing, and it'll be part of the NDA. You go as a customer, as an NDA user, and you can sign up for the preview for the Mac clients. But sure enough, you can still use the Link 2011 client for Mac. So Macs are covered, browsers, pretty much all major browsers are covered. And
we have a question.
Okay. We have
a
question.
The question we have is the following.
Okay.
David would like to know, what is the status of international calling? Does it demand one deployment model over another?
Okay. So the international model, so you're asking about, I will ask more questions to just better understand, but if you're asking that if we can terminate to international countries, then yes. Today, the PSTN calling is open to US market. Our plan is to go country by country, and you can understand how difficult it is to deal with telco rules and regulations. So we have to comply with all those rules and regulations. So, US market already have standardized regulations, so it was much easier for us to comply with all those thousands of regulations and then become the PSTN terminating carrier. So today, if you sign up with a tenant, you can get the phone numbers for the US market, but you can terminate the calls anywhere in 196 countries. Our plan, as I mentioned, is to go to country by country. If you look at a roadmap, then obviously Western Europe, European countries will be the first target. I believe that you'll see in the first half of this year, you'll see some more countries popping up as an add-in for the PSTN calling. But today, we started with US market, and eventually our plan is to go to Europe and Asia-Pac and then look at the rest of the other countries, major countries. So for example, if you have a global footprint, you use the US tenant here, and you get the phone numbers. You can either port the numbers, your existing numbers can be ported to Microsoft, or you can buy new numbers from Microsoft. Once you get those numbers, your US users can make the calls day and night. That's part of it, right? But what about the users in Europe? So that's where we are emphasizing on a hybrid scenario where through the cloud connector, they can still use the on-prem PBXs until we start making that market available for PSTN calling. Then you can basically migrate those users to the cloud PBX, and then you know everybody will be using the cloud PBX and PSTN from Microsoft. So any other question, Mike?
Nope.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Thank you. So.
Oh, wait a minute.
There's another question.
We had, what about Canada?
Canada is coming too. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We also have a question from Suzanne that says, I have Office 2016 for home and I'm already a premium Skype customer. Can I subscribe to Skype Meeting? And that's different. That is.
If you're talking about the Office 365 home user, then that's a different scenario. We're talking about the enterprise users for Office 365, and Skype for Business is part of the enterprise Office 365 services. Home users can only go to the Office 365 services, but the Skype for Business is not available for home user. You're talking about the Skype consumer side. That's a totally different scenario. Okay. All right, so one thing here, we're talking about the devices, right? So here, let me show you a picture. This is a phone on my desk, and that's Mike shaking his head on the side. So this is a Polycom VVX600 phone, and it's powered with the same user in my tenant. And all I have to do is use its SIP URI, SIP address, login, password, and it's logged in. Right now it's in a sleep mode, so you can see now it's waking up. So people who wants to see a dial tone. So here, Microsoft 3 Office 365 Skype for Business is giving you a dial tone, right? It's easy. You can take this phone anywhere where there's internet access available through Ethernet. You can just log in. In fact, this is using power over Ethernet, so there's no power cable hanging, just the Ethernet cable. Similarly, here's an iPad. So I am logged in as Amy Albert right here. And let me make it a little, here you go, focused. So Amy is logged in, as well as my Windows phone. So just a quick test here. This is, in fact, let me go back here and walk you through the admin portal just to show you what the number looks like and how easy it is to get the number. I mean, I should take a moment of silence because I remember how difficult it was to get the number, define the number in your PBX, and then take that number and give it to user and whatnot. So those were my nightmare days. But now it's easy as going into your cloud. So here I'm back in my tenant. So let me do Control A to show you what I'm doing. So this time I'm going to click on voice. Right above dial-in conferencing, right here. So, as you can see, let me focus again. You'll see there are phone numbers listed. These are the numbers I have already gathered or acquired from Microsoft. The second column here, actually Control 2, should give me the ability to circle. Great. So this is a port orders. Port orders column is for the procedure where you want to port your existing DIDs, your directory inward dialing numbers, basically phone numbers. Mike, you have a question? Somebody has a question? He raised his hand.
Questions keep firing away.
Okay, because so it's an interesting topic, so I understand.
This question comes to us asking, what connection settings do you need on the Polycom? We have them currently and would like to do a POC with our Office 365 E4.
Okay, great question. So for Polycom phones, my understanding is that you need to get a new firmware update. So I can't think of the number of the firmware, but there's a firmware update requirement from Polycom. Once you do that, then it lets you register with the cloud. So if you don't have it, then there's no way you can register with the cloud, with your cloud identity. But once you have the firmware, it's easy as logging in with your SIP URI and password, and it just logs in. Yeah. So port numbers, going back to the discussion here, port orders, we make it quite simple for users. And I recognize the fact that porting numbers, it's a complex procedure. You have to work with your existing carriers, and you have to know their requirements. So what Microsoft is trying to help you out is that we give you a template. And what we suggest is that try to port one or two numbers as an example, as a test, just to make sure you understand the whole procedure. So the template will give you enough information to type in everything what the existing carrier is looking for. Of course, they don't want you to go and leave them, right? So they're going to try their best to create hurdles and make it more difficult for you. So our job is to make it easier for you to help out and have them, you know, have you answered everything they're looking for so that they can, and under the law, under the FCC law, they have to comply the LNP, the local number portability. They have to release the numbers. And once they release the numbers, automatically those numbers will show up in the port orders, and then you can assign those numbers to the users appropriately. Next to the port user is the voice user. So that's where you'll see the users, your Sky for Business Online users who are enabled for voice. So you'll be listed, and I'll show you in a second. The last column is emergency locations. So today, Office 365, Sky for Business Online, we offer static emergency services, meaning you have to define your physical location in the system and then assign that location to a user. So for example, in my case, I'm in Malvern, Pennsylvania. So when I defined it, defined the street address, it actually went and verified against the database, against the public street address database. And I had a difficulty doing that because Malvern is not listed as an official name in the street address. So it was like White Lands or something. So anyway, when I did that, it verified. And then I was able to get that. Another question.
Yeah, so we have a question from Doug, and he asks, will desktop phones be able to log in if your tenant is ADFS federated?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. If your ADFS is federated with the tenant, it's great. You can use the hybrid scenario or you can be 100% online. So normally, with ADFS, you're authenticating against your Active Directories for single sign-on. So in that case, it's going to be a hybrid scenario. Your users on your it's split domain with the tenant, right? And you're logging in with your SIP IDs, and then depending upon the pool you're homed at, whether on-prem or in the cloud. You have to be in the cloud to get all the cloud, use the cloud services, by the way. So, but we will do the redirection in the hybrid scenario and sign you in the tenant in the cloud. But once you're there, you can certainly logs in and it logs you in, and then you can certainly use all those features. So going back to the discussion here, emergency location. So just to give you just a glimpse of what my emergency location looks like. These are my three offices that I picked up, Microsoft offices, locations, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Chevy Chase in Maryland. And then I can go back. In fact, now as part of the regulation, we cannot just define the user with the number without the emergency services. We made it mandatory for you to define the emergency location and then assign that emergency location to a user in order to get the number assigned. Yes, Mike. Mike has another question.
So we have a question this time from Geza, and Geza asks, will the template walk me through the move from Charter Communications to Microsoft?
Good question. So again, the template is not defined as per carrier, but it's a very broad and generic template. And we covered every aspect. Doesn't matter if it's coming from Charter or Verizon or AT&T, doesn't matter whoever is the carrier, but all the related information is available in those templates. So sure enough, yes, answer is yes, you can certainly use with Charter Communication. And when I was at Nortel, Charter was my customer too. Anyway, so once you recognize the fact that it's validated, that's important. Your every single address has to be validated, and we do this online. Soon as you type, start adding address, we validate against the street address. All right, so let me click on the phone numbers quickly. This is these are the numbers, as I mentioned earlier, these are the numbers I already acquired from Microsoft for my users. So just to show you how easy it is to get the numbers. So forget about porting numbers for a moment. Let's say you already port the numbers, it's in the process, but here comes some new employees and you need to give them phone numbers, right? So how easy it is from the onboarding perspective is clicking this add. Add will give me the next function here in a second. It gives me two options, pick the state and the city, and then it'll give me the bunch of area codes availability. So we're not there yet for all 50 states, but of course, eventually our goal is to, and you can see the scale of this from Microsoft perspective, that we're acquiring numbers, I mean, thousands of numbers from different carriers and different providers. So, but anyway, the list is growing, but let's say if I pick Pennsylvania, let's say Massachusetts. And I have, under Massachusetts, I have 4, 5, 6 area codes that are available to me. So I pick Boston. And under Boston, now, based on my licenses, my current licenses, I can acquire up to 13 telephone numbers. So why don't I just get, here we go. So this is what I did so far. I picked the state from the available state list. I picked the city, and then under the quantity, it automatically recognized the fact that I have 13 more licenses left for this service. So I can only acquire up to 13 telephone numbers. So I picked 5 here. So now watch, and I have to zoom out of it. But watch this, how quickly it is to get the number. I'm going to click add, and we are still working. Please wait, and here are the numbers. Show numbers. If there's any other vendor out there who can do this, then I'll go back to Norto. I'll go back to my PBX role. But this is incredible at the enterprise grade level, how easy it is to get the numbers. And you can recognize the fact that the numbers are not in order, right? If you want to get in order, you talk to our support services and they can get a chunk of like the whole series. If you're looking for 1,000 numbers in a sequence, then we can get that. But out of the blue, it's so easy to get the numbers. So I can acquire those numbers. And at the bottom, it gives you the time, right? 10 minutes left to acquire numbers or it'll go away because you can recognize the fact that people are using it in real time here. So you don't want to hold, the system can't hold the numbers for long. You have to make a move here. So if I click on acquire numbers, all these 5 numbers are available to me. And once I'm going to cancel it because I don't need it. But let's say if I have these numbers already defined, I'm going to go back to my users here in a second. Let's go back here. So these are for instance, for this dialogue's sake, these are the numbers I acquired. Let me zoom in just to show you. And I'm going to click on voice users now. So click voice users, and it's going to show me a bunch of users who are already, some of them have the numbers defined, but there are some users who didn't have any numbers. So it's easy as picking a user. So for example, Carlos, I picked Carlos. And on the side, it says assigned number, and he's a licensed user. So I'm going to click assign number, and here comes a list, and select a number again. With the drop down feature, it gives me the list of those numbers available to me in my list here. So I can pick any number of them. So for example, I'm going to pick the first number, and then and it's validated emergency associated. So that's the first thing. You have to associate this user for the emergency location, which I haven't done it. That's why I'm not able to save it. So I have to go back and make another step and have this user has an association with the emergency location. Once I do that, then I can assign it. But for this discussion's sake, I have 3 users already have the DIDs, the phone number assigned. So the phone I showed you earlier is Karen Berg right here. So Karen Berg is using, let me zoom in. Karen Berg is the last one. So 267-332-5849. And let me switch the number here. So if you just recognize the last four digits, 5849, okay?
When you get a chance.
Okay, okay. Sorry, not this, but this. And so here's my phone number. And basically, I'm gonna get a dial tone and call my cell phone and watch what will happen. I'm dialing that number, and soon here comes the ring, and you'll see the last four digits. The whole number, the caller ID will show up on my phone. Here comes the phone, 267-332-5849. And I can pick up the call, answer call. Hello?
Hello.
There you go. So, and those numbers, once you acquire the numbers, those are readily available to you. You can associate with the user after you associate the emergency location information, assign those numbers, have those users logged in on any device, and they're ready to go make calls. Yes, Mike? Question.
So we have two questions. The first one comes from David, and he asks, has an availability record been established for the cloud PBX, i.e. 99.999% plus or minus? Are there business types, hospitals, high availability help desks, that you wouldn't recommend using the cloud PBX?
So there are two questions. The first question is around availability, right? So what we recognize the fact that this call, once you make the call, it from your MPLS, it goes out to the internet to reach our MPLS, Office 365 MPLS, to terminate the call. So in order to get the optimum availability, you can actually use our Azure Express route, which is the what we recommend you for your organization who are really depending upon the voice for optimum experience. They need to get the Azure Express route. So what it basically does is it creates point to point between your MPLS and Microsoft Office 365 MPLS, and then you can run quality of service on it. So there are two choices. Once you know, you can go through internet, and as part of the Office 365, 99.939s is available to you as an SLA. And the last part was around help desk and some of the other scenarios. So those are advanced features. They're coming. They're coming shortly with Office 365 Sky for Business Services, auto attendant and help desk. Those are the advanced features that are coming. Yes, sir. Another question, Mike.
So our next one comes to us from Bill, and Bill asks, when you assign a number to a team member, the form requires you to set up a location for 911.
Right.
For a user that is mobile and does not have a static location, is there a way not to set up a 911 location?
So today, as I mentioned, the static 911 is the way to go in Sky for Business online services. But we are working towards the dynamic 911 services, which will cover that gap where you can be on a mobile phone or you're a mobile user, and based on your location, we'll determine intelligently enough about your location and then send it to the PSAP. Yes, sir, another question.
And we have one more question from Adam, and Adam asks, what needs to be done in Office 365 to get the voice tab in Skype for Business settings? Does assigning the licenses automatically add the option?
Very good question. So E5 can give you everything from whatever I've shown you, the cloud PBX, all the PSTN conferencing, PSTN termination. But as an E3 user, you can purchase Sky for Business services and as a a la carte services.
Yep. His question was more around the tab.
Oh.
Or does the tab automatically appear?
Yes, automatically. Once you acquire the proper licenses, that tab will gets added automatically. Yes, sir.
And we're at 10 minutes.
Okay, all right. So those are the scenarios. I mean, those are the ways how to deal with your voice side of the house. It's easy, as you see, the acquiring the number is easy. So let me go back in there. You said you're 10 minutes, right? So one thing I want to show here is the Skype client. So let me go back here. And let me minimize that too. So this is a Skype client, and I'm logged in with Amy Albert. Amy Albert has a phone number too. In fact, why don't we go back here and look at Amy Albert. Amy Albert's got phone number 267-293. So I'm gonna dial this number, and you will get the call on your Skype for Business client. So 267-5, the last four digits are 57526. So I'm calling Amy's number, and this is my client, and depending upon which device you logged in, so this in this case, Amy is logged in, and here comes the number on the side of the screen. You see my caller ID is showing up, and I can pick up the call, right? So those are the easy, I mean, this is the easy scenario of showing how easy to get the number, associate with the user, and log in. Yes, question.
We have another question from Geza asking, where can I obtain the URL for the number transfer process?
Number transfer process. I need to understand a little bit better.
I believe they're asking for when you transfer the numbers, you know, there's the form that you get in the
console. Porting. Like, okay, so you're talking about the existing numbers, right? So if you go to port numbers, is that what you're talking about? If that's what you're talking about, then under port numbers, I'm ready to create a port order. So this will walk you through the step-by-step, all the template where you can you put in the information. I hope that's what you're asking for. If not, please elaborate a little bit more. But I'm gonna go back to the client here. So you got easy way of associating your existing or new Skype for Business user with a telephone number. Whether you can port the number existing DID or you can purchase new number. You've already seen how easy it is to get that. One other thing I mentioned about in the earlier slide, I mentioned about the voicemail, how easy it is. So I explained to you one very quickly that once you sign up for Cloud PBX, for PSTN services, your voicemail turns on automatically for you. You don't have to configure anywhere. Like in the past, for folks who know what I'm talking about, you used to go in the Exchange Unified Messaging and then configure things and whatnot. Not anymore. With this Cloud PBX, it's done automatically for you. So basically, watch my client. I'm clicking on phone tab, and here's my voicemail. There it is. So not only that, I mean, I can listen in all my voicemails right from the client, right? I can go there. But also I can call my voicemail, and based on the IVR availability, you can listen in to your voicemail and whatnot. You can change greetings if you want to. You can set up your voicemail if you haven't done it. So all those things are available to you. All right, let's go back. I think we're getting close to the time. So Mike has another question. Yes? Yes, Mike?
So this question comes to us again from Bill, and Bill asks, I have some Polycom voice over IP phones with Ring Central. Is there an easy way to do a test with one of my phones to see if it will work with Office 365?
Yes, it depends on what kind of phone you have. My best suggestion is to talk to your Polycom rep and ask them if that phone is available. But as I mentioned, the VVX phones, you need a firmware update to be able to have them registered with the cloud services and get your phone number working there. So again, depending upon the model you have and what firmware update you have to make it work, that those are the steps. All right, so the next steps, and then we'll jump into the Q&A if there's still more, but let me current slide. So here are your next steps. The first thing I mentioned here is going into our Immersion Experience Center. So talk to your Microsoft rep. We can get you either at MTC. And by the way, in order to find which closest MTC is near to you, you can log into microsoft.com/MTC, Microsoft Technology Center. And that page will give you all the list of MTCs all around the globe. You can pick up which closest MTC is available to you. Please go visit us. You'll be happy when you leave. So CIE is our customer immersion experience, where we'll give you a full-blown PC logged in into the cloud services with everything what Office 365 has to offer. And and there'll be a moderator or proctor, and they can explain you how to do certain things. But the goal here is to let you wander and understand how to use a bunch of services. So CIE is one of them. Walk through the discovery workshop. That's the link is there. Modern workplace, the way we talked about, there's more. Mike has a question. Let me go back here. Mike, what's the question?
So this question comes from Bill, and he asks, with a Windows 10 phone, can I receive Office 365 calls anywhere in the world over a Wi-Fi connection when someone calls the number assigned to me?
Absolutely. Not only Windows phone, it could be your iPhone, Android, you could be on tablet, you could be on any device logged in with your credential on Skype for Business Client. So I mentioned desktops, PCs, right? Macs, iPads, Androids, iPhones, Android phones, Windows phones. So yes, absolutely. You can not only Wi-Fi, but also your carrier data network as well. So we'll give you the settings. Once you sign in with your Skype for Business credential, there's a settings page. You pick and choose whether you want the Wi-Fi or VoIP call over your Wi-Fi or the data network. Of course, the first choice is Wi-Fi, then go to data carrier. And also, there's another feature added where the conference calls you on your cell phone. So for example, if you're driving with your Bluetooth, here comes the meeting time. The conference calls you automatically on your mobile phone, and this way is the best experience for the voice scenario. Mike, question?
So this question comes from Adam, and he wants to know if after this meeting, if they can get the slide deck.
I think my understanding is that, yes, you will get the slide deck. We'll work through with Dean Suzuki, and then we'll get you that. Absolutely. So the last two links, MTC Studio, I'm sure all the IT professionals like yourself have already checked it out, Channel 9 page. But the last one, this is the one I want to actually walk you through a little bit. So with this cloud voice services, we started this this page called skypreview.com. I highly encourage each one of you to go there and check out what's the availability there. Earlier I mentioned about Skype for Business Client for Macs. So that program is going to be part of the preview. There'll be two sections. In fact, I think I'm already signed in on one of those pages right here. So this is skypreview.com. And you'll see this page is for all the customers who are under NDA. They want to be part of the preview. If you want to test out the Skype for Business Mac, which shortly will be available in this scenario, you just have to sign in and then look at the what's been offered there. So these are some of the highlighted features, highlighted programs that are available to you as part of the preview program. Yes, Mike? Question.
So we had a question, and it asked, if you're on a mobile device, do you have to dial in the conference number and ID to join, or is there an easier way?
Oh, there's a much better story. So since we started using Link 2010, I would say, we don't dial in the conference ID or your code anymore. It's a simple URL. Remember I shown you that when you schedule a meeting, you get join Skype meeting. So in your mobile world, you'll get the link in your invitation. You just click that, and it automatically dials in into the meeting for you, and you get the great experience. So bottom line, we never dial in. So mobile devices, we don't do that. In fact, on Windows 10 devices, you can ask Cortana, our digital assistant, to let you join the conference. You can say, hey, Cortana, join my next meeting. And sure enough, based on your calendar availability, she can join the meeting for you. So you can do it, you can click it, or you can use the Cortana to join the meeting. But check out this Skype preview program. This is a great resource for you. And we'll make sure that this deck is available to you with all the information you have. And again, for any follow-up, please contact your Microsoft rep or find the nearest MTC, Microsoft Technology Center, and we're here to help you out with any scenario and questions you have. Hope you enjoyed the today's presentation. We'll come back again with more information. Thank you. Have a great day.